A voice from far away said, "He's fighting it."
"Is he?"
"Yes, look." And then a moment later, Hall coughed as something was pulled from his throat, and he coughed again, gasped for air, and opened his eyes. He looked around the room. He was in the infirmary on level 4. On the far wall was a television monitor which showed Stone's face.
"Hello," Hall said. Stone grinned. "Congratulations." "I take it the bomb didn't..."
"The bomb didn't," Stone said.
"Oh, that's good," Hall said and closed his eyes.
He slept for more than an hour, and when he awoke, the television screen was blank. A nurse told him that Dr. Stone was talking to Vandenberg.
"What's happening?" Hall asked.
"According to predictions, the organism is over Los Angeles now."
"And?" Hall asked.
The nurse shrugged.
"Nothing. It seems to have no effect at all."
"None whatsoever," Stone said much later.
"It has apparently mutated to a benign form. We're still waiting for a bizarre report of death or disease, but it's been 6 hours now, and it gets less likely with every minute. We suspect that ultimately it will migrate back out of the atmosphere since there's too much oxygen down here. But of course, if the bomb had gone off in wildfire..."
"How much time was left?" Hall said.
"When you turn the key, about 34 seconds.
"Plenty of time," Hall smiled. "Hardly even exciting." "Perhaps from where you were," Stone said.
"But down on level 5, it was very exciting indeed. I neglected to tell you that in order to improve the subterranean detonation characteristics of the atomic device, all air is evacuated from level 5, beginning 30 seconds before explosion."
"Uh-huh," Hall said.
"But things are under control," Stone said. "We have the organism and can continue to study it. We've already begun to characterize a variety of mutant forms. It's a rather astonishing organism in its versatility." He smiled. "I think we can be fairly confident that the organism will move into the upper atmosphere without causing further difficulty on the surface, so there's no problem there. And as for us down here, we understand what's happening now in terms of the mutations. That's the important thing, that we understand."
"Understand," Hall repeated.
"Yes," Stone said. "We have to understand."
We hope you have enjoyed this production of The Andromeda Strain by Michael Crichton, read by Chris Noth, produced by John Wager, abridgment by Treby Johnson. Text copyright 1969 by Centesis Corporation. Production copyright 1993, Random House, Inc. All rights reserved.